Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And that happens to be Doug Oster, who is in studio and getting ready to take your phone calls. I highly recommend if you have a gardening question of any type, you should be dialing right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And if you want an opportunity to grab that $25 gift certificate to Sorgles out in Wexford, you need to be the 10th caller right now at 412-922-1020, the 10th caller. So how goes it, Mr. Oster?
Well, yesterday I was at the Delmont Library doing a presentation, and a longtime listener of the show came up to me afterwards and said, "Boy, you were really funny. You should do that on the radio, too." So I got three jokes for you.
Okay.
You're the straight man.
Yep.
Say, Rob.
Yeah, Doug.
What do you get if you divide the circumference of a pumpkin by its diameter?
I don't know. What's the stem root of that question?
Pumpkin pie. Very good. Hey, Rob.
Yes, Doug.
What do you get if you cross a four-leaf clover with poison ivy?
A lucky itch.
Pretty close. A rash of good luck. So, Rob, my neighbor sees me kneeling down.
Okay, why were you kneeling,
Doug? Busy in my garden and asking what I'm doing. I'm putting all my plants in alphabetical order. Really? I don't know how you find the time. Oh, it's right next to the sage.
Boom, boom.
Gosh, I thought I was funny on the radio.
You are funny. That was excellent, man.
That was for a longtime listener. Thank you for coming out to see me in Delmont. We had a lot of fun yesterday talking about native plants, and I was so happy to see you. We got a picture together. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, the tomatoes that you gave me were absolutely scrumptious.
Awesome.
The heart, the one shaped like the heart. Here's the thing. There is a difference, and as much as I love the grocery industry, I have been baptized in the world of tomatoes, from puree to those that grow on the vine in your yard, and, of course, my favorites at Coon's Market. But there's something a little different about those that come from the garden.
Yeah, but at the grocery store, you can get them every day.
At
the garden, you never know.
So a little bit, it's balanced, but there is definitely a difference.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought up tomatoes, because I've been hearing from lots of people who are waiting for theirs to turn red. You know, I've been picking for quite a while, but we get to this point of the season. Here's a little trick to get those tomatoes to go. Just kind of give them a haircut on the top. What we were doing there is there's no time for them, no matter how fast quickly they put on a tomato. There's no time to put on a full-size tomato. So don't have them putting all their energy into putting on flowers and then trying to put on some fruit. You can cut the tops off, and then that will put that plant into a panic mode. And they'll turn red for you. And don't worry, they always do. You'll get your tomatoes. We still have another whole month. Jeez, almost 90 degrees today, Rob.
Here's the amazing thing. You were there for the first week, pick your own weekend. Then they did, you know, canning tomato, pick your own weekend. Well, they're doing it today. They did it yesterday. $15 half bushel. They provide the boxes at Janoski's. It's hot banana and green peppers day along with tomatoes.
Man.
So you were there for the first one, and you said it was just a huge success. So 3 weeks out of the last month, so that tells you they're doing something right.
Well, just seeing those fields. I mean, you're not going to believe it. You're really not going to believe it. All us gardeners were just like, oh, gosh, I've got five peppers on my plant. I'm so excited. Then you go and you go on a ride on the field, and, you know, each plant has like 150 peppers on it. You know, yeah, it's a different – just like we say, like it – you know, a tomato from the home garden, it's different and everything.
Right.
But, boy, when you get 150 peppers off a plant and you can go out there.
Bushels full.
What a deal.
It is.
A deal. Have some fun. Next Sunday, I've got some free seeds for you. And this is the one I've been giving away. I hope you're not tired of hearing about it. It's called Perpetual Spinach. And next Sunday, 2 p.m. at Ribfest at, how do you say the name of the stadium?
Accusure.
Right. Rolls right off the tongue.
That's right.
I'll be at Accusure Stadium for the Ribfest. I'm doing a gardening talk at 2 o'clock next Sunday.
That's a big deal.
Oh, and you know.
You love it.
I'm going to be there doing this herb demonstration, how to plant herbs, and then somebody's going to win the planter that I'm planting, but then ribs.
And beer.
Oh, beer.
I know. Doug has arrived. That's his island of love.
I've got a brand new series of free online gardening classes. I did my first one last Thursday and be back this Thursday at 5 o'clock. And, man, it is fun. Sponsored by Farm to Table of Western Pennsylvania. This week it's planting now for a great fall harvest. It's free, but you need to register to get the link. All the information is at DougOster.com. What we're having so much fun is that it's interactive, is that we're going back and forth with through the chat while we're live. You don't have to watch it live. You can watch it later. But, boy, we're having a lot of fun. And then the fall veggies are in at nurseries. I went to one of my favorite nurseries and got a whole flat of all sorts of great stuff. Bunching onions, white turnips, arugula, lettuce, spinach, and for the first time ever, radishes in a six-pack. I've never seen that before. That's going to be interesting. Usually we plant, you know, like I've planted some radishes already from seed, and usually that's the way we do it, but I've never done it by plants, so that's going to be interesting. You know, I'm on a little bit of a hold here with 89 degrees with all these cool weather crops, but I've got them kind of hidden in the shade, and we'll see what happens. And I made a, Robin made a Spinal Tap mistake. So in Spinal Tap, it's this mockumentary that Rob Reiner did on a heavy metal band. And they wanted this stage prop, and the guy wrote out the plans. It's supposed to be this giant Stonehenge thing, and then the artist brings it to him, and it's, you know, it's not 20 feet, it's 20 inches. He didn't put feet, he put inches. He goes, I made exactly what you said. And so during this big live show, this little itty-bitty Stonehenge comes down. Well, I was planted these peas from kitchen garden seeds, and I thought it read they'd grow 6 feet tall. And so I put these big stakes up. Actually, I put golf clubs. I like to grow things up golf clubs. I did a story a long time ago about a guy who worked at a...
What a great idea, though.
Oh, I think so, too. He worked at the golf club, and after a year, all the clubs that are left, they just, you know, throw them away. And
right.
He took them and put them into his garden. So anyway, I put all these stakes up, and I realized these peas are only little, but they're all filled with peas. And I'm like, oh, it didn't say 6 feet. It said 6 inches. So just a little bit of a mistake there. But
it's okay.
Planting time. I've got a video on the website showing how I take cuttings. And I took cuttings of this basil that I love. It's called Everleaf Emerald Towers. It grows like a column. That's the towers part. Everleaf, it doesn't ever flower. It's not supposed to. It hasn't for me ever. And it worked. You know, a week later, I had a bunch of basil cuttings to give away to people. And that's fun. I'm going to try and see if I can make them grow indoors. We'll see. You know, certain types of basil, they'll do it. They'll grow indoors, but sometimes they just don't have enough sun during the winter. We'll see. We'll see how this one does. I can certainly limp it along outside until I get them big enough, and then I'll bring them inside, and we'll see how that goes. Did you know you can listen to this show a little later if you missed something or if you wanted to go back? I get a lot of questions after the show saying, what were you talking about? What was that fertilizer, this or that? And I'm happy to answer your questions. But if you get up late, if you don't hear the whole show, it's online at the Odyssey website. Very easy to find. Later, Mrs. Know-It-All is going to be here. She's going to talk about all the things that did well for her in her garden. That's going to be fun. And one more thing, Rob,
yes,
before we go to break.
Okay.
Rare daffodils. I've been talking about them for the last couple weeks. Joe Ham's Daffodil Garden is offering up these rare daffodils. If you have interest in them like I do, you can find all the information at DougOster.com. I read three of the different cool varieties that I'm getting this year, but there is just so much weird, cool stuff. And he's got a nonprofit garden. This helps support the garden. And in the spring, you can go down there for free and see this incredible, incredible collection of blooming daffodils, acres and acres of them.
All right, we're going to take a break, but we'd love to hear from you at 866-391-1020. All right, if you want to talk to Doug, get on the line and call us at 866-391-1020. Let's go to Rose. She's on KDKA. Hey, Rose, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just peachy keen. I wanted to agree with Doug about cutting off, giving your tomatoes a haircut. I have the best tomatoes this year I ever had in my life, and I've been gardening for years. And anyhow, I have to pick a basket every other day, a couple baskets every other day, and I'm ready to can here. But anyhow, the real reason I'm calling is to see if, Doug, if you ever heard of larkspur poisoning.
You know, I just looked up larkspur, and I did see something about that. Tell me what you know about it.
Oh, my God. Well, I moved here in 1980, and in a couple years, I suppose the birds brought the seed, but I got this beautiful flower, and I found out what it was, and I kept it at the perimeter of my garden. I have a big garden, and, of course, if it would invade in my garden, I'd reach down, pull it out, and over the years, I've gotten itchy, and I thought, oh, well, I'm eating too many tomatoes, and I went to a dermatologist regularly, but he said I had eczema or something. But anyhow, this year, I had it invaded half of my garden, and I didn't want that, so I hated to pull them. They were so beautiful. I left about a third of my garden in this beautiful, I suppose, 20 by 10 thing of larkspur. And my niece was here and from Ohio, and she said, oh, Aunt Rose, she said, I want some of those seeds. So when they get ugly when they die, and I got a tarp and shook all the seeds down, and then I pulled, it took me 3 days to clean that patch. That's how much there was. It was dense. And then I went to see her, and I took her, I said, I have your seeds. And she called me the next day, and she said, oh, Aunt Rose, she said, I Googled that, and that's highly poisonous. Man, and there I handled it, and I picked up the seeds and filled jars, but I have a mess of that now, and I just think your listeners ought to be aware of that, you know?
I just looked it up. All parts of larkspur species are poisonous, but new growth and seeds contain the highest concentrations of toxic substances.
Exactly. And, you know, when it would come in my garden, I'd just reach down, pull it out. And so I just thought, and I'm here miserable, and I'm taking steroids. And it's like I've had poison ivy, but it gets seepy. This is dry and bumpy and itchy and birdy.
So let's go back. Let's go back to the tomatoes. What are you growing? What tomatoes are you growing?
Well,
anything special?
I still like the little early girl for salads. My favorite really is the big beef. It gets up smooth and it ripens right to the core, and there's never a flaw in them. And then my all-time favorite is an heirloom pink. It's a big, meaty. Two of them fill a jar, a quart jar. But they're solid and few seeds, and that's really my favorite.
Where did you get your gardening love from?
My dad. We had a big family of seven, and I was always in the garden picking bean beetles, and my brothers were in the service, and I was his boy. And I've gardened. My granddad was old Italians. You know, they always made the big gardens. And I'm 94, and I still garden, do my own garden, and canning this morning. So it's a delight.
What are you going to do about that larkspur, though?
Well, I pulled it all out, but I don't think I'm going to plant there this year, next year. I might make raised beds. I don't know what else to do.
You know, I think we'll chit-chat a little bit with Mrs. Know-It-All about this. We've got a lot to talk with Mrs. Know-It-All about this. But so stay tuned, and we'll talk larkspur with her. I want to see what her opinion is of the plant.
What if she's growing into those rowdy He's 94 too, Clint Eastwood.
Rowdy Red.
Yeah.
I do have some people that are growing Rowdy Red. Clint Eastwood, Rowdy Red Tomato. I gave them away a couple years ago, and people seem to very much enjoy them.
Named after the character, of course, he portrayed in Rawhide.
Oh. Rowdy Yates.
That's right. Ron, you're on KDK. How you doing, Ron?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
Good.
I have just the opposite problem of your previous caller. I got no tomatoes.
Mm.
I have some buds on them, but it's just there's no production of any tomatoes on my plants now. And it wasn't that way earlier. I've planted actually in the same area. However, every year it seemed the tomato production has been reduced.
What does the foliage look like? Are we talking about a big plant with deep green foliage, or
just a medium tomato plant? I buy various types, early girl, and so forth.
So for right now, here's one thing we know we can do, regardless of what's going on there, is we can fertilize with something that's specifically for tomatoes, and it's called Tomato Tone. And you can find it at any good nursery. Any one of our sponsors will have it. And at this point, that's all we can really do. Be sure that it gets the fertilization and the water that it needs. But then what I really think you should be doing is get a soil test there. The Penn State Cooperative Extension for your county will get you a soil test for $9. And then we'll know exactly what's going on in that soil. The fact that you're planting there year after year after year, that I'm guessing that the plants are taking out what they need every year, but there's nothing replacing it, and that's why they're kind of slowing down.
That's what I thought.
And that's just
that was my initial thought.
You still have time. You still have time to get tomatoes. I would get some of that Tomato Tone. It's granular, and then to tell you the truth, I'd have the granular on there, but I would also get a liquid organic fertilizer. The one I love is called Dramatic, but if you can't, that's available at Chapin's and Hahn Nursery. If you can't find that,
right.
If you can't find that, or you can't go to those places, there's lots of different and the liquid concentrate, when you mix it up, it's available right away to the plant, and then the granular will take over after that.
Hey, thank you for the call. Listen, let's get on the line. Let's spend a little time in the garden, talk with Doug for the next segment, then Mrs. Noel will be here in the final segment. So if you have a question about your garden as the harvest continues to roll in for the summer of 2022, now would be a perfect time to call, because as soon as we get back after that news with Rob Taylor at the bottom of the hour, we'll go right back to your phone calls. It is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Don't forget to follow Doug throughout the week, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at DougOster.com. Tips, tricks, and shortcuts coming up next hour on the Coons Cooking Hour with Joe and Frank Dentisi on your Sunday morning at KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Good morning. All right, this is your opportunity to talk about those tomatoes and talk about all of the wonderful things that are rolling in your garden. Doug wants to talk to you. The number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And if you're the 10th caller right now, you're going to have an opportunity to win a $25 gift certificate to Janoski's, where it's Pick Your Own Weekend, happening today, the second in as many days, and they're adding hot banana and green peppers, $15 for half bushel, and they do provide the boxes. That number is 412-922-1020. You know what amazes me about Janoski's and Sorgles and all these wonderful people, how they do it with such consistency, Doug, year after year, and they battle Mother Nature. But does it happen sometimes when that wonderful lady who was your first caller, 94 years young, said, I've got an abundance of tomatoes, she couldn't figure it out or place her finger on why? Does sometimes it just happen,
yeah,
and the gardening gods are shining upon you?
I guess both those callers. One who had, like, wow, look at this. You know, I've been doing this forever, and I'm having a banner year. And another one, like, wow.
Yeah, not a good year.
This is not a good year. Before we go, were you listening to the Rejoiner song?
I wasn't. I was waiting for you to return.
Oh, I wanted to ask you if you knew who was playing organ on there.
Who was playing organ?
Billy Preston.
Oh, yeah, who did some work with the Stones and the Beatles, and it's hard to believe he's no longer here either.
Very talented individual.
Yes, he was.
Great player. I remember him talking about that, where they let the Beatles just let him do his thing. So just let him do his thing.
I wanted his hairdo.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Good in that.
Oh, he was cool. He was. And you know, let me tell you also what else about him. He was a child prodigy.
I did not know that.
He actually performed on the Nat King Cole show in the 50s at 12, being accompanied by Nat King Cole on an adjacent piano.
Wow. Cool. We'll have to look that up.
I have no
the
life.
The things you look, I'm going to say, I don't have a life either.
Well,
the only reason, we've had such good rejoining music. You know, there's been, before that it was Joe Walsh. Who picks the rejoining music?
I don't know, but they need to get a raise.
Yeah, it's because it's been good stuff.
Listen, I know you haven't seen it, but because we're both incredible Rolling Stones fans, and Charlie watched that year anniversary of his death, we were talking about it. Epics has this thing, My Life is a Rolling Stone, and they've gone through all four, and tonight it's Charlie's night. It'll be happening this evening. I know you haven't seen it, but I've actually made it appointment television. What an 60 years. What an incredible journey.
I got to figure out where Epics is on my TV.
Go to epix.com, and you'll find it. You'll absolutely love it.
I do have to see that. I'd love to see
that. I mean, I swear they made it for you. They didn't make it for me, but for the diehard fan that you are. And how many times have you seen them?
Oh, man.
12?
Every time through since 78. And multiple times in the 2000s there when you could still get a ticket for a reasonable price.
And I'll just one more note about the Stones. They are excellent musicians. And you realize when groups like the Stones and the Beatles and others back in the 60s, and you can talk about later with Zeppelin and that, you didn't have multi-tracking. You basically, you played the drums, you played the guitar, you played the bass and start singing. How it all worked out. Imagine if they had the technology today.
Little blues band.
Yeah, absolutely.
1962.
All right, listen, if you want to talk to Doug, 866-391-1020. So what has this been a year for? Has the weather been conducive for tomatoes or peppers? What has really been helped by the weather
this
year?
It seems that most people have had a really great tomato season. I've heard good peppers. You know, in my garden personally, not the best tomato year for me. We'll talk a little bit about that with Mrs. Know-It-All in the next segment. But, yeah, when I said, well, I didn't have a good year with tomatoes, I had lots of people sending me all sorts of pictures of their tomatoes and how well they did. But pretty good season in general. You know, I can't stand at the end of the season when it gets hot like this. It's when you're trying to get these cool weather crops in the ground and it's 90 degrees, it's not going to work.
Was there a time you could handle that, or have you never been a heat guy?
It's not that. It's the plants, really. Oh, I've never been a heat guy, no. Okay. I can't handle heat. I could never live in Florida. You know, I just couldn't do it. It would be summer would be like winter. I wouldn't be going outside, yet it would be really nice outside and humid and all that. But, you know, give me about 75 and breezy.
Well, can you plant this stuff later in the day?
Yeah, that's part of the trick. But, again, you know, we'll have a break. I can see where that front's going to come midweek, but I just want to keep these plants that I have watered, really watered well, because I don't, if they dry out and it's hot like this when they're sitting in a flat, some of them, like the spinach and lettuce and stuff like that, it's just going to call bolting. It goes to seed. It gets hot. It just panics. We want this to get in the ground, get established, and then things cool off. The cool nights help. You know, but still, 90 degrees is tough on any plant, and it just means more watering and watching for the rain. You know, the great thing about planting later in the season is we have less pests and usually more rain, and it gets easier. It gets easier because there's less pests, you know. Then it gets, you know, we get through September, and you got all this stuff planted. Now you're going to be harvesting, you know, and enjoying the flowers. We'll be planting pansies soon. Flowering kale next month, mums, stuff like that, as soon as things cool off. But we've got a couple days here where it's just not conducive to planting. We want to keep looking at the weather, looking for cloudy days. Like you said, planting at the end of the day is a good idea if you've got plants. This whole flat, I'm going to make a video with of planting, and I don't want to be doing the video when it's 90 degrees. It's not the right time to plant.
Mm-mm.
So I was watching the, you know, KDKA, the weather. There's a break here coming up. And as soon as that break comes up, or right before that break comes, that's when I'm going to get this stuff in the ground, you know, right before that rain hits. So I don't have to worry about watering. I always try and plant it that way.
Let me ask you, waiting for some calls. If you have a question for Doug, 866-391-1020. And we're going to have Mrs. Know-It-All coming up, Denise Shriver, in the next segment. These tomatoes, and there are an abundance in some cases, and I always make room for tomatoes, but is there a particular tomato that's good to make if you make sauce from scratch?
Well, everybody likes a very firm tomato with very few seeds, and everybody has their different favorite. Some people do Romas, some San Marzano. Mrs. Nodal does a special version of San Marzano. I think it's called Ridotto, but I might not have that exactly right. We'll ask her, but I know that's one that she's grown. Amish paste is, you know, one of the things that is popular now are bigger paste tomatoes. And so you don't have to do quite as many. You don't have to can as many. You don't have to process as many. I've never learned how to do any of that. But for us, we just eat everything. It either goes into... We either eat it raw as tomato sandwiches or in salads or however, or we just make sauce out of them there and there.
You realize what your favorite garlic has done for the world of cooking? Where would we be without garlic in the world of cooking? That's like the $64 million
question.
Well,
when I heard you talk about Janoski's and about their garlic, you know, again, I know I sound like a broken record, but if you ever wanted to grow garlic, this is the way to do it. Go out to Janoski's, buy it as a food crop. It's very inexpensive. It is good-looking garlic. I've got, I don't know how much garlic, a lot of garlic I'm going to be giving away at the Home and Garden Show at the end of the month, the end of September. And I got it all from Janoski's, and it is beautiful, big, giant heads, just great.
All right, lots of calls. Let's see if we can get a couple in before we take a break. Here's Ed in Penn Township. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Doug, lilac trees in the neighborhood. Mine started curling up and dying, and I thought it was just mine, but then it seems like within a quarter-mile radius, everybody's lilac trees are shriveled, leaves are shriveled on them.
Yeah, I've been hearing lots about lilacs. The thing about lilac is it's tough as nails. It's probably just drying out or drying out in conjunction with a fungal issue. As I said, you know, every day I'm getting calls about this. If you were really super worried about it and you know, just you were staying up at night over it, have a certified arborist come take a look and see what's going on. The number for Davey Tree is 855-982-TREE. Those guys come out for free. They'll look at it. If something does need to be done, they'll give you an estimate. The thing about working on trees and shrubs, if you do call for somebody, and we say this all the time, it has to be a certified arborist. They have a code of ethics. They're not going to charge you for something that you don't need. All you need to do.
All right, let's take one more call before the break. Let's say hi to Betty. She's got a tomato question calling today from that wonderful community of Oakmont. Betty, you're on KDKA.
Yeah, my tomatoes have been great this year, especially my heirloom. But I have a question about... when's the best time to fertilize, spring or fall or both?
For tomatoes?
For anything.
Well, it just depends on what you're growing. In general, spring, once things warm up, is the time for most plants that we put on that main application of fertilizer. But sometimes in the case of like... rhododendrons and azaleas and stuff like that, we'll put a second lesser amount of fertilizer on towards the end of the season. But in general, to answer your question, spring, once things warm up, is usually the time that we want to get out there and get that done.
All right, short break. We'll come back. Mrs. Know-It-All next.
All right, time for Mrs. Know-It-All. That's horticulturalist Denise Schreiber. And Denise, we got a lot to talk about. First off, congratulations. I saw a post that you won something at the fair, right?
I won Best Beets at the Washington County Fair in first place. And I got a little plaque for it, too.
That is awesome. What is it that makes it the best beet? Were they canned or anything like that, or just like the beet that you pull out of the...
No, they're canned.
Okay. And they taste it? Is that the idea? Or?
Yeah, they taste stuff at the fair.
Awesome. And then tell me school me a little bit on larkspur. We had a caller that was getting almost like a poison ivy off larkspur.
Well, it does create some problems with your bare hands. Always wear gloves because you just don't know. And, you know, a lot of people have reactions just to tomato plants, you know, and they're, you know, maybe pulling off a leaf or something. So, yes, it does cause, you know, some problems. It is a relative of the delphinium, which is a beautiful cut flower. Larkspurs are also cut flowers. So the only thing I would tell you is wear gloves when you're working with anything out in the garden, no matter what. You know, just pulling grassy weeds, you just don't know. It's, you know, now this lady obviously, you know, has a field of them from what I heard.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, maybe what she needs to do is when they've already reseeded for next year. When they come up next year, she needs to weed whack them when they're probably about 3 or 4 inches high, weed whack them down. And then she may want to use something like burnout to kill them. And she may have to do that for a couple of years.
So tell me what's been going on in your garden. What's been successful? We got about 2 minutes.
Okay, so obviously my tomatoes. In fact, I had a little get-together with my girlfriends, and I gave them out as party favors because I had so many of them. A couple people also kind of stuck them and put them in their purse without asking.
Can Rob come cousin. Next time if you've got tomatoes? Can Rob come to a girls' night?
No.
I knew where that was going.
That was real easy. No, unless he comes in a dress.
Okay. I've seen that before.
I told you not to bring that up.
All right, go on.
I got something new this year called a patio gerbera, and the flowers are huge. They're like 3.5 inches wide, and they're really floriferous. And then, you know, there's my other stuff that I grow, my beans. I grow emmerich, which I get from Botanical Interest. It's a pole bean, and I like pole beans because they're easier to harvest than, you know, crawling around on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They're very you know, prolific. We've harvested about 15 pounds
wow.
so far. Yeah. And then my coneflowers, they just went nuts this year. I was so thrilled. In fact, it was so good that I actually took a picture and then made it as a screensaver for my phone.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your information. As always, Mrs. Know-It-All, I'm answering questions after the show at DougOster.com. It's going to take me a while today because I'm going fishing. Next Sunday, Rib Fest, 2 p.m., free seeds and an herb demo. Check out my video about saving seeds, taking cuttings from basils, pruning a damaged Japanese maple, and you can come with me next year to Tuscany. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
Doug, have a great day out there fishing. In the meantime, Mr. Dentisi and son Frank and I, it's all shortcuts, tips, and tricks when it comes to cooking on the Coons Cooking Hour. Rob Taylor next with the news at 8 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.